BBC News with Julie Candler. The G7 group of advanced economies has reached a historic deal to make multinational companies pay more tax. Finance ministers meeting in London agreed to battle tax avoidance by making companies pay more in the countries where they do business. They also agreed in principle to a global minimum corporate tax rate of 15% to avoid countries undercutting each other. Facebook and Amazon have said they welcome the move as they believe it promotes stability and certainty. Burkina Faso says about 100 people have been killed in an attack on a village in the northeast of the country. The government said the assailants killed villagers in Solhan and burned their homes and the local market. Reports from another village, Tadirat, say unidentified attackers killed 14 people. Nigeria's Attorney General says offenders of the government's Twitter ban will be prosecuted. The information minister said earlier the ban was due to the persistent use of the platform for activities capable of undermining the state. Reports from northern Iraq say a Turkish airstrike has killed at least 3 people in a refugee camp for Kurdish refugees. The Makmur camp was singled out this week by President Erdogan as a haven and incubator for Kurdish militants. Kyrgyzstan and Tajikistan have agreed to pull back their troops from a disputed section of a common border, which has seen rising tensions. Border posts will be pulled back by 3 kilometres. On Friday, Kyrgyzstan accused its neighbour of advancing 1 kilometre into its territory near the city of Osh. Tajik denies this. BBC News.